morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this wonderful Wednesday. Hi, I'm Stacy Ann. Together on this Wednesday, April 29th at 7:06. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. We invite you to be a part of the conversation today. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, with news that you can use, here to encourage you, educate, engage, and empower. And I want to remind you, we are going to go next week into kind of a phase of interviewing candidates, those running for local, whether it be the commission or city council, you know, our local state senate or house seats, those kinds of things. If there's a candidate you'd like to hear about or questions that you have for them, send them to me. Send them to stacy@kslm.news. That'll be kicking off on Monday. Looking forward to that. And of course, today is the first day they're going to start mailing us those ballots, right? So here in Oregon, we vote by mail. And so they'll be sending us the ballots here. If hopefully you got registered yesterday. And if you're going to be where you need an absentee ballot, you can still apply for one of those. Looking at the area headlines now, our today's news brought to us by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. You can get a hold of Bill at 503-885-0789. Looking at our COVID-19 numbers in Oregon, right now we have had 52,242 tests since January 24th. 2,385 tests were positive. We have 243 folks in the hospital with confirmed or suspected COVID-19, and we've lost 99 Oregonians to COVID-19. And again, those stats are through yesterday, and they always release those stats around 11 a.m. or so in the morning, so we'll get refreshed stats today. Unemployment benefits now available for self-employed contractors, gig workers. And this has been kind of an interesting thing across not just Oregon, but all of the states. Kind of confusing because, you know, the stimulus plan, they open up to gig workers, kind of the non-traditional that normally pay into the unemployment system. And it's been a little bit confusing because this past the 27th of March and people have been applying. And now I need to let you know that if you've applied, you also need to make sure that you apply now because they're prepared to take your applications. The state is extending unemployment assistance to those previously not eligible for regular unemployment claims during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so to be eligible for this program, you need to be at least partially unemployed or unable to work due to the pandemic. And so you want to go to Oregon.gov and learn more about that. University of Oregon plans for in-person classes this fall. So that's good news as they're moving towards towards the fall. And then Travel Oregon, this is something that our friend Jeff Croft has been talking about in the morning, about cutting budget, right? And making sure that we're doing the right thing in the state, knowing that the finances are coming down the pike, aren't coming in. And the development and the economic opportunity for all of these Oregon programs that we have, we need to reassure and look at these things. And Travel Oregon is going to lay off 17 people, close the Salem office amid the tourism freeze. And so the promotion agency, Travel Oregon, will start furloughing and closing the office and cutting pay as it copes with the dropping revenue amid the pandemic. As a result, Travel Oregon forecasts its revenues to drop in the quarter ended June 30th from a budget $8 million to a $3 million. And if the trends continue, revenues will drop 40 to 50%. So they're making adjustments there. And if you live in the community of Silverton, the Silverton Rotary Club has created a $10,000 fund for small businesses hurt by COVID-19. The Silverton Rotary Club is doing their part to help get donations and help sponsor raise fundraisers to help these businesses. So you might want to look into that. And one last note that I think is pretty important right here in Salem is the city council voted to extend the emergency declaration for COVID-19. Now, this is interesting. With the number of cases increasing in Oregon, The Salem City Council voted Monday to extend an emergency declaration banning public gatherings of two or more and allowing the homeless to camp in two city parks until June 30th. The motion passed 8-1 with Councilor Brad Nanke, the lone nay vote. So that's something also to be in considered. So if you're hanging out downtown two or more for longer than 10 minutes, you will get in trouble. And so that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. Now, as my opportunity to encourage you and engage our community, I'm excited to bring in a couple into the studio today that actually I have met them at an event and was so intrigued by their outreach and what they do. And then about a month later, here they are in the Statesman Journal with an article featuring what they're doing in their community of Staten. And so in the studio with me today, I'm happy to introduce to you Ken and Amy Carey. And they have what's called the Spud Bus, right?
That is correct.
Yes. And so I remember my first impression, right? This is so important, right? You always can get an idea of who someone is by your first impression. And my first impression is pulling into the Harley-Davidson here in Salem. Of course, that's where Terry works. And so we're having a special event. Of course, this is all before the major shutdown. This is like February, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And we're having a major event. And there's this adorable little school bus in the parking lot, and this gentleman with this big grin from ear to ear, just in his zone, getting everybody hooked up with spuds, right, all loaded. And then not too long later, I'm moving around doing my thing, and I come back through, and it seemed to me like you were sitting on a Harley. I don't know, maybe is that an accurate picture?
It's a pretty accurate picture.
And so it was even a bigger grin when I saw that. Welcome to the show today, and I'm excited to get to know you better. I am thrilled about what's going on in your lives and this idea. Tell me how did you even start with this Spud Bus? How did you get here? We'll start with Ken and then we'll get Amy's insight.
Well, Stacy, thank you first for allowing us to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It started as a vision about probably 9 years ago now, and it was never out of a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
The vision was out of a UPS truck or old mail truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the transportation manager for the North Sandyam School District. And when the bus became available, I thought a no-brainer to sell potatoes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the Spud Bus was birthed.
Wow. And so you said, okay, when I'm not in school, or because Amy, you work with the school system, don't
yeah,
you?
I'm an aide with the special needs group at the elementary school in Staten.
Okay. And so did you do it like just in the summers, or did you say, nope, we're going to do this year round?
We started in April of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It was complete, and our first day of operation was April 15th
okay.
of 17.
Okay.
And we had gone about 3 months doing it for events and some evenings at Wolfgang's Tap House there in Staten.
Okay.
And the end of September, I just felt, excuse me, that prodding to do it full time.
Mm-hmm.
Against the advice of some people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt the time was right. And so October 1st of 17, we went into it full time.
Wow.
And we haven't looked back.
Wow. And so I just saw an article somewhere in Washington. I mean, there's been, with the COVID-19 going on, there's been a lot of articles coming out about food being dumped just, you know, because it's not being ordered through the restaurants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this morning as I was looking through it, I was like, oh my gosh, we need to let you guys know that they're going to be dumping a bunch of spuds. Somehow we got to make that connection to kids and spuds and all of that and feed our community. So you started in 17, you got this bus concept, you've been going full time, you've been going to special events, like I met you at mm-hmm. a special event where you come in and you're there. And then COVID-19 happens. Oh my goodness. So tell me a little bit, bring me there with your guys' thoughts of what you were thinking. Okay, now what are we going
to
do?
Well, COVID-19 to me has just become the reality of the reason we started the Spud Bus,
mm-hmm.
and that was to bring unity into our community. It's exciting to see people who've never met before engage in conversation outside the bus. And last summer, Amy and I served the kids in August on Wednesdays. And then when this COVID hit, we thought, you know, let's continue this on, and we can start serving the kids on Wednesdays and Fridays a lunch, a cheese potato.
Mm-hmm.
And it just evolved from there.
Wow. And so, Amy, your history in working with the kids and seeing the need, talk to me a little bit about you're definitely the heart of it. Not that Ken's not the heart, but I know that you're very, you see the need, you know that the need is there. When he brings you these ideas, let's just open it up and start serving. Tell me what you were thinking through that.
Well, I know there's a lot of kids in our community that don't get a regular meal. Mm-hmm. And then now that we don't have school, the district is providing meals for the students, a breakfast on the go and a lunch on the go. But it's just nice to bring them together 6 feet apart mm-hmm. to just have a good hot potato. And I don't know. I just know that there's a great need out there. And I know that there's a lot of kids that probably aren't getting those meals that they should be getting. And if we can provide one for us, you know, once or twice a week, that's, I don't know.
It's
that's
that, a good thing. It's that connection too. I think it is very key in that community connection. I know that I have lots of friends that are educators and different variety of places, whether it be in a special ed department or, you know, kindergarten teacher or middle school teacher. And one of the concerns that the teachers have is they have connections with some of the kids that are coming from food insecure homes. They're coming. There's a lot of issues going on where parents are stressed already, and that's when they're working, you know, let alone being laid off or having to work from home and figuring and helping kids with schooling and stuff. And so as you know that these kids are in compromised situations, you know, I'm sure your heart, you're doing your part. You guys are doing your part to bring some light and bring some help to these families. Mm-hmm. And tell me how do you fund this? How does something like this, because I know you're a business owner, you're impacted right now by all of this. You can't do all these special events, very much like the radio station. You know, a lot of our funding comes through advertising for special events. There's nothing going on. So tell me how about this?
Well, typically we were going to come out of our pocket with it. Mm-hmm. And one evening I was coming home from Wolfgang's, and a gentleman had pulled me over or alerted me that maybe something was wrong with the bus. And so I pulled over, and he asked if we were still feeding the kids. And I said, yes, sir, we are. And he hands me a $100 bill. And he goes, keep feeding the kids. I got home, and I'd had enough emotionally. I just lost it. And so I put this blurb on Facebook, and as a result of that, people have just given from their hearts. And it's been amazing to see the outpouring of support for us to continue feeding the kids.
And how big is Staten? How many people live in that area?
About 7,800.
7,800. So it's an impact. Mm-hmm. And are you at a certain location, or you move around, or how does that work?
We're right now at a certain location. We're at the back end of Staten Elementary School on 3rd Street. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of become the meeting point place for everybody.
Okay.
And so people know to meet there and to get their cheese potato.
When we come back from this break, I want to talk to you a little bit about how your thoughts on COVID-19 and just personally, and as we restart the economy, what that looks like. Just get your perspective if you'll share with me. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use together on this Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem, Staten, Silverton. Hello, Kaiser. Wherever you are, maybe you're listening online. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio with news you can use. And in the studio with me, so glad to have Ken and Amy Carey. They're from Staten, and they created the Spud Bus back in 2017 and had such an awesome opportunity to meet them both at the Harley-Davidson here in Salem for a special event they had up there. And, you know, there's something about a potato. You know, it's good, and you can fill it up with good stuff. It's like comfort food, but it's also nutritious and all of that. Of all the food that you could have had in a bus, You picked the spud. Tell me about that. What's the special thing about the spud?
The special thing about the spud is the things we put on the spud.
Okay.
However, no other food truck is serving a baked potato only.
Ah.
And as a kid, as an athlete growing up, Mom would always say, there's dinner in the microwave. Go ahead and grab a potato if you want one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that, and I'd microwave my potato.
Awesome.
So when we started the Spud Bus, we went big.
All right.
And we serve the largest, almost the largest potato.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me about what's your most popular potato?
Our most popular potatoes are cheeseburger spud. It's a seasoned ground beef mm-hmm. with the butter, sour cream, chives, shredded cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even add bacon to it. And it's a pretty popular one.
Well, anything with bacon is good, right?
Right.
Add a little bacon to it. So then, so you offer the spuds, and do you ever have like a spud eating contest? Have you ever done anything like that?
We had a gentleman, Max, who came in and he wanted to do a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I made him 6 very large potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I included our pulled pork and slaw, the cheeseburger, the chili bacon cheeseburger. And he ate all 6 of them.
Unbelievable.
In an hour.
Did he like starve for a day before?
I don't think so. He looked pretty well nourished.
Oh my gosh. So did you put him up on Facebook like our Spud Man of the Year?
We did
or
that.
Whatever?
And he did a YouTube video as well.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible. And so when you do these events, you're contracted to come in for special festivals and things mm-hmm. like that, right? All over. So you're probably busy during the week and on the weekends, depending on what's happening, right? And
right.
So then COVID-19 hits, and you're a business owner, and you've taken this risk and this entrepreneurial exercise, right? And went full time. Now, you don't have anything scheduled probably in the next month, right?
We do not. Our last event is the event we met you at, was the Harley-Davidson, just before all of this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've lost, I think, 4 or 5 events.
Wow.
So far.
Yeah.
And, you know, we work, of course, during the week, but when it comes to the summer, we rely on the events. And,
right.
You know, it's a huge part of our income. And,
yeah.
You know, but we just trudge through it and, you know, keep our hand to the plow.
So when we talk about, Amy, we talk about the COVID-19 and all of the, what they say is available for businesses, right? Have y'all applied for Have you applied for the PPL and the EI, what, LD and all these different
programs? I've applied for the EIDL. I've mm-hmm. applied for the PPP,
mm-hmm.
Paycheck Protection Program. But we'll see what happens. You know,
it's kind of a long process of wait is what I'm understanding. Of all the businesses that I've had in here and people that I've talked to, I've not heard of anybody receiving that funding yet, particularly in this area, and that's a challenge. It's very frustrating.
It got used up really quickly.
Yeah, it got used up quickly, and some of my friends in other states have said it seems like it started at the East Coast, and by the time it got towards the West, you know, the funds were already gone. I don't know if there's any truth in that, but certainly it feels that way, right? And so what kinds of, as a family, you guys are facing, tell me, you're still able to work, you're still connecting, and stuff, but how do you find hope in this at this time? I mean, it's that the unknown in the future is really unknown. Where do you draw your strength?
You know, I think part of that strength for me personally comes from our community.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the people who are supporting local businesses,
mm-hmm.
and to me, that's huge. You know, we've had the opportunity to be able to take some food, take out from our community as well, for us to eat at home.
Mm-hmm.
But when people come to the bus, you know, they're very generous. They tip, you know, mm-hmm. they want to see us succeed.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see all the small businesses succeed in our community. So I think people have really stepped up, and that's given me a lot of hope for us to be able to continue going.
Good. And so when you're doing the kid program, are you able to take in folks, paying folks as well to buy a spud, or is it just the kid program?
Just the kids at that time. And I let people know that, you know, we'll open up later on in the afternoon. We usually move from the elementary school over to Wolfgang's.
Okay, and so you're able to still provide that. So
correct.
If we took a motorcycle ride to Staten,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't explored Staten yet, I'm kind of looking forward to that, that I would be able to, at a certain time, go and get a potato.
Yep, Tuesday through Thursday, we're right there at Wolfgang's.
Okay. Oh, I'm encouraged by that. So there is some opportunity, a little bit of business opportunity, mm-hmm. but nothing like you've been doing.
Right.
And so when you're talking to these people with events, you have a relationship with these folks. What are you hearing out there as far as how they're doing, other business owners?
Some of the other business owners are really struggling. I know that there's a food truck that has gone up for sale, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of them, and it's unfortunate. And at the same time, I think a lot of it is based upon the community that they maybe live in, mm-hmm. you know, not getting the support.
Mm-hmm.
There again, I think my hope is coming from where we live and, you know, being the first food truck in our community.
Yes.
You know, it was huge for us.
Yes. And you know,
his personality.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He is the dynamic duo between the two of you. Yeah. Can tell that you draw people in because he drew me in, you know, and just your love of people, your love of community.
Thank you.
And I think that speaks a lot, you know, when you're in business. It's about location's important, right? But relationship, I think, through the mm-hmm. season. We talked a little bit about this yesterday with our guest about relationship, and sticking with people and touching base and letting them know that you're there. And it's not just about the money side of things.
Right.
It's about how are you really and mm-hmm. what are you needing and that kind of thing. And that's important.
There's a John Maxwell quote that I live by, and it's, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Oh, I'm a big John Maxwell
fan. And I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and he's got this personality. People will come up to the bus and literally have a conversation with him. And when they come back, they continue that conversation. And I'll come on the bus and I'm going, I don't know who this is.
Mm.
But he is like best friends with them.
Yeah.
And he just makes these relationships with these people, with all the customers. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, greets them all really, you know, as their best friends.
Right. And that's the beauty of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can be sent and go places and see people. You see
right.
people where they're at and make friends. And that's the part of the great adventure that we're living in life, right?
A lot of fun.
We're going to continue the conversation. In fact, let's talk a little bit about motorcycle riding when we get back. How's that?
That sounds really good.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News you can use together on this wonderful Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you. It is a beautiful day. Our temperature today in the high 60s, about 69. We'll see some sun poking through, hopefully the clouds. I'm optimistic that way. Right now at the KSLM studio, 52 degrees. So glad to have you listening today, my friend. We're having fun talking with Ken and Amy in the Spud Bus. Yes, indeed. Potatoes, any way you'd like it. And just their story was so compelling to me. Come across it when we were getting the news for one morning show. And it was interesting. I had Beth on with Capital Pond, and we mentioned about what people are doing in the community. And we got to talking about Ken and Amy, and she says, I know them. And I said, I think I've met them. And it was just kind of a neat little development. And the beautiful part about living in the Pacific Northwest is we are community minded. We are pioneer
very
spirit.
Much.
We are, we're very connected to our natural surroundings too. And I think that's the difficult part about COVID-19 is that the fact that our walking paths in so many areas are closed down in Silver Falls, you know, we're not able to connect that way. And I'm really hoping that some of the first measures in these phases as they reopen the economy back, that they'll open up these areas for people. I think people are getting the social distancing thing down.
I think so.
And I think that they're being respectful, and people do want people to be healthy. We really do. Mm-hmm. But there's also starting to be stir crazy. People are like, okay, the curve is down, and yes, there's still a threat, but it's time to that now. Mm-hmm. There's other threats that may be greater impact on business, impact on lives, and the economy. And some people are still waiting for their stimulus check, you know, that may cover rent, you know. And so the reality is that we are an enterprising people. And your story is so compelling to me, what you're doing with what you have. And I'm so appreciative of what you're doing. And so I guess looking back now, when I saw you sitting on that motorcycle, And knowing now how hard you've worked and how it's incredible, the whole industry. And I've been blessed to travel around the country and work at different rallies and work kind of behind the scenes and watch people in buying a motorcycle and how they've saved up, or this has always been a realization for them. And for me, I had lived many years by the Sturgis rally, right? And I had said when I was 30, when I'm 50, I'm going to have a motorcycle. I'm going to have my motorcycle, my kids. I figured it all. I calculated it all out, you know, that my kids would be out of the house and all of this stuff. And last year, I got my endorsement, and we've been riding for, you know, I've been riding for the last, as a passenger, for the last 3.5 years. And we just love it. And we can social distance on a motorcycle,
yes,
right?
Yes, we can.
So tell me a little bit about that. How long have you been riding, and how did you come to experience a Harley?
Well, I've been riding for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was blessed to be able to buy a Honda 1800 VTX from my brother-in-law.
Good.
And
now for sale.
Which is now for sale.
Oh, that's good to know.
But my bucket list is always to have a Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went to this event at the Harley dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to us that we were going to walk away with a Harley. We sold potatoes that day and walked over to the pre-owned part of Harley and fell in love with this 2014 Electra Glide. And
The rest is history. Now, tell me a little bit, because I know how it is to be on the back of a motorcycle, right?
Yes.
Road King, we went all the way down to Scott, Louisiana from Arkansas. It was like thousands of miles, right?
Yeah.
And you get an award for, you know, the Iron Bum Award, right, for riding that long. And so, but the Glide, that's a sweet ride, isn't it?
It's a nice bike.
Yeah,
it's
you're loving it. Yeah. Tell me your thoughts when you're back there. As a passenger, we get some advantages because we're not worried. Now that I've got my endorsement, I know some of this stuff. When you're operating the machine, you're thinking and
you're
looking.
You're always on the defense.
You're always on the defense. But as a passenger, what's that like for you?
Well, I have full faith in him. I completely trust him. But I still, you know, I'm still looking around, looking like you're in a back seat of a car, you know, looking to the road to see what's going on. And I did we went up to Portland on Sunday, and I had taken a Benadryl, and I started feeling myself getting a little drowsy, and I'm like, wait, I can't go to sleep.
I got
to
be aware,
so
too.
I got to figure out how am I going to stay awake?
Uh-huh. And so with the allergy season
gosh,
oh, yeah, and all the pollen that's been around.
I didn't realize I had allergies.
Yes. Well, and the neat thing about being a passenger on a motorcycle is you can, and what I love compared to a car, and we have a sunroof on our car, so you kind of get that wind in your hair, but it is wind therapy, right?
It is wind therapy.
And we have in the Willamette Valley here, Marion County, and this whole area, you go from, you know, the trees and the Christmas trees to the vineyards to the blueberry, you know, and all the different seasons, because now they're just starting to bloom.
Right.
It's so gorgeous. And the roads, for the most part, compared to where I've been, like especially Louisiana, nice roads for riding. And so if there's someone out there thinking about a motorcycle, maybe their stimulus money that's a little extra for them, they're thinking about
Absolutely.
Maybe getting involved, you know, what would you encourage them to, would you tell them, do it?
You go sit on one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get comfortable and, it's pretty nice.
It is nice.
One of the things, though, about where we live, we oftentimes, I'm not speaking for everybody, I oftentimes take things for granted of our nature.
Right.
And when it's closed to you being able to utilize it, you begin to appreciate it a little more.
Yeah, and the places that we've seen.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about your favorite place to ride to.
We really have not ridden so much
We went to Mount St. Helens.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We've gone to Bend.
Uh-huh.
It was a really nice ride, but
I really enjoy going up towards Silver Falls from the backside, and that's really a nice ride.
Yeah, we went through to Silver Falls right before. It was like the weekend before they clamped down on everything and shut everything up, and we went the back way and then went through Silverton, and so beautiful. Went up to Oregon Gardens, but everything there had already started to close. And we just live in an amazing place. And I think it is a good place to have. And being in business, what I've heard people on a motorcycle, if they're running a business, it just is their getaway. Mm-hmm. It's their thinking time. It's getting, you know, going to the coast or whatever. And so it's neat that we have that in common. Once all of this starts to reactivate,
we'll have to
go on a ride. But I'm connected with several groups all over the country, and that's something that people are still able
the
to
Hawk
do
family.
Is yes, the Harley Davidson owners group has a family, and they ride, and they're able to ride, and you don't ride next to each other. There's mm-hmm. enough distance, and it's in their pictures. They're stopping at a convenience store, and they're standing 6 feet away. You know, everybody's abiding by the rules, but they're still experiencing nature. And still getting that wind therapy that's needed, and those things are important. And
mind, body, and soul.
Yep. And there's some rallies even coming up, I think, in the summer that's planned. I know the local Harley group has planned some rallies and things, and my hope and heart is that by then we will be open and those things won't get canceled, and we can be together. And it is that for an extrovert. You're an extrovert. I think you might be a little bit of an introvert, Amy.
Yes,
what do you think?
Definitely.
You know, these times are hard for us. You know, we finally understand, and I've said this before, what an introvert feels when it's like, you got to go to the party, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, and mm-hmm. anxiety. For extroverts to be told to stay home.
Yes.
Yeah, I sit on our front porch, and I waved to people going by.
Oh my God, it was you. That's who I was waving at. I drive in the car and wave at people on their front porch, you know. I totally get it. And it is important that we look for ways to connect, and I think it's encouraging to know that there are more and more people. I don't know if we were just so busy, mm-hmm. we didn't see it, but there are more and more people like you who want to connect and want to have a place to come together and be of encouragement. If someone's listening right now, and say they're in Albany, or maybe they're in Jefferson, or they're in Monmouth, you know, mm-hmm. they're not in Staten, but they want to participate, and they want to help in some way. How could they assist you in feeding the kids at the elementary school when you guys do? I mean, what can they do?
Basically, just they can make a donation through Venmo
mm-hmm.
or PayPal, okay. which is our email address, which is bnlpotatoes@gmail.com.
Okay. And so you're hearing now, even while we were sitting here, you got a text message. We want so many gift cards,
yeah.
or we want
yeah.
to sponsor so many things. So yeah. people are wanting to mm-hmm. partner up. Do you have a website or a social media site?
We have a social media site, which is Facebook, is Baked and Loaded Potatoes.
Okay.
And we also have a feature that's called the Food Truck Pub, where people can order online
mm-hmm.
and I make the order, they come and pick it up, and they leave. They pay online, and that's been a godsend there.
Yeah, when this whole thing started, we tried to figure out a way that people could order online and not have to use their card or whatever.
Right.
So there was less contact, and that was a really great option
and
for us.
We keep up on the menu every day.
Okay.
Well, I've learned a lot through social media.
Oh, my goodness. And everybody that I've heard, that's another stretch, is the digital aspect of our lives. We have to embrace it, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know if you have children that you're trying to stay contacted with, if they're...
My granddaughter's up in Olympia.
They're in Olympia. And so are you grandpa, papa? What are you?
I'm grandpa.
Grandpa?
Yep.
So you're grandpa FaceTime. I'm grandma FaceTime.
Nice. And that house party app has been fun.
Oh, what is that? I don't know about that.
It's an app, and you can play games. So my five-year-old granddaughter, Avery...
Oh.
Grandpa, let's play a game.
Aww.
So we'll play like a Pictionary game or a guessing game, trivia.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, my granddaughter, because she's Chloe, she's 8, my oldest granddaughter, she's been sending me pictures, I think, because she's on an app with Messenger, children's app, and she's like, Grandma, guess what this is? And I'm like, because you don't want to get it wrong,
right.
you know? I'm like,
make
a feather. and sometimes I'll be funny, like the back of your dad's head. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
When we come back from this break, let's talk a little bit more about the Spud Bus and impacting communities. We're having a fun time this morning on this Wednesday. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a
It's a beautiful day. Can you believe this month is almost over? Oh my goodness. Just a few more days and it'll be May. And they say April showers bring May flowers. And I am so just impressed. And of course, moved here in January. Am from here. Went to high school here. And now I'm back after 30 years. And I can't wait to find out more about Staten. I know when I've gone through some of these smaller communities, their downtowns are so cute and everybody's getting their flower pots together. And I'm curious, with some of this COVID stay-at-home stuff, is there any kind of fun home projects that you've been working on since you've been home? Is there anything you've been doing differently? You making new recipes in the kitchen?
We're trying to create some new recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We hope to do a macaroni and cheese covered potato, stuffed potato.
Oh.
And we're also trying to create a chicken curry Thai.
Oh.
Topping.
Huh. That sounds interesting. And so you have this, like, this lab at home where you're experimenting all these new recipes, right?
And typically we usually have people come over and do a little taste testing and they judge them. But since we're in quarantine,
yeah,
we don't do that right now.
You can't do that right now unless you do, like, to go or something, right? And yeah,
it is. Send me a text what you think.
Yeah, what your evaluation that way. One of the things that I've noticed, and we had this grand idea to go on this new eating plan, way of life in January. Terry Nine, it's been very effective. I mean, he's lost 25 pounds. I've lost about 23. And it's this program that we're on. And so we don't do the fast food thing, really. And we're not doing that part hasn't affected us as much. We have done, like, salads and things to go or whatever. But what I have noticed, if I have been to a drive-thru window, how even they're handing it on a tray and all of this protocol and stuff. Have you had to do a lot of different things internally in the bus differently? Is that not so much? Just
cleaning the clover.
Yeah. The sanitation part has become a priority.
Yes.
And that's been huge for us now that this has all happened.
Mm-hmm. And the people are wearing masks and which most people are in the health, in the food industry. I've always known, of course, I've got kids that have worked in the food industry. My son he was a manager of a Culver's food chain back in South Dakota. There's a lot of protocol, safety, to meet the health standards. And here in Salem, I've noticed if you violate that, your name goes in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so it's pretty important that you follow all the protocol and stuff. When you talk about building your recipes in the kitchen, you must enjoy, if you're building spuds for people, you must really get into cooking.
I love to cook.
Yes.
It's something that it's been modeled to me through my parents.
Uh-huh.
And I just, the kitchen to me is an outlet.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to create different things and not say I'm good at it. And I love to grill. We've got a Blackstone flat grill now that I use.
Oh, that's fun.
A lot of fun.
I like it because the mess is out there.
Exactly.
The
most gals are like, hey, honey, will you grill tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. We even have some friends of ours, Vinny and Jesse, who have a runaway kitchen food truck. And he turned me on to the smashed burgers.
Oh, what's
and
that?
So you take the burger. It's about a 3-ounce ball. And you put it on the grill and you have it seasoned and you smash it down there with
Whoa.
Your spatula. And they're very good. In fact, he brought me one last night from his house.
Oh my gosh. So you just smash it right on the grill and that's how you cook it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so is it so many minutes per side or
I think depending on how you want it cooked.
Okay.
But I like the little char.
You like the crispy.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You like your steaks well done, too.
No.
Oh, good.
Rare with the crispy outside.
I do. And you're probably the kind of guy, too, that with your pancakes. Do you like your crispy edges on your pancakes?
I do.
I love
lots of peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter.
Back in the day, my mom would use bacon grease as her oil in the pan, and so they would get nice and crispy. Oh,
yes. I like to do a little olive oil is what I do. Ooh. And get them all crispy on the edges. My kids love the thin, crispy pancakes. It's a lot of fun. So what do you like to do, Amy, for fun? Ken's he's good in the kitchen and likes to talk about that. How about, what do you like to do?
Well, I'm still hankering to get some flowers to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't quite got there yet. I did a lot of baking in the first few weeks and kind of burned myself out on that for a while. So.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite thing you like to bake?
Just Nestle Tollhouse cookies. Mm-hmm. They're just so good.
Yes.
They're not keto, but they are good.
They are good. And there's something comforting about that.
There
it's
is.
Like mom in the next room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
when I ran a nonprofit organization, one of the things that we do as a thank you gift is we'd bring cookies and milk because my nonprofit was dealing with moms and babies, you know?
Yeah,
and just that gallon of milk and cookies. And so you like to bake and you want to do some flowers. There's some beautiful arrangements people are doing now that they have the time to be home and get their patios all up to date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we just ordered some.
Yeah, good.
We did order some from Young Life.
Oh, yes.
We'll get some from the high school FFA group. That, you know, their sales, because school's not open, they're having to figure out an online way to do it. So
yeah, it's incredible. We had the community market gal here last week, and she talked about how even at the community market, there's more nursery items and things to help plant in gardens and things. And I was really surprised yesterday at the store. They were selling blueberry plants and blackberry plants. And I kind of giggled a little bit because blackberries, I remember, are everywhere. They're almost a nuisance. And thinking someone's enterprising by selling a little of the, you can have your own little blackberry bush in your backyard.
And don't let it get out of hand.
Uh-huh, just don't let it go too wild. And do you do any kind of dessert spud in your bus?
We have not yet.
It's
a good idea. I'll work on that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I don't know how that would work.
We do a breakfast spud, which is our chicken fried steak and egg and country gravy.
Oh, don't tell Terry. He would love that. That sounds good. So you do your breakfast spud, and you do your cheeseburger. You talked about your burger spud. What's something that that you have to have a unique taste for on your menu?
Well, one of the things that I think is an interesting potato is our chicken pot pie potato.
Okay.
And so to have that broth and the sour cream, you got to really acquire
a taste
and a desire to want it.
Spam and pineapple.
Spam and pineapple.
Ooh. Oh, my.
We've got about 22 different toppings.
And so you have to be ready, right, to be able to provide those.
We have a select 8 or 9 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our mainstay, which is... Yeah. Broccoli and cheese and all those other ones.
The regular. Some of us are our habit. We like we do things out of habit and we like things only a certain way. Like you like your steak or I like my pancake or whatever, you know. I know that it's not easy necessarily to get a good baked potato, you know, in the kitchen. And what's a hint that you can give somebody that's not giving away your ancient Chinese secret thing?
The recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation is you put your knife through it, and if it goes through that potato like butter, you know it's done.
Good.
I'm not giving away the secret.
No, that's right. You don't want to give away your ancient Chinese secret. I know how that is. And anymore, you can just Google things.
You
can. And if you have
Pinterest.
If you're insecure about, I was insecure about cooking asparagus, and I figured it out by Googling it and YouTubing it and all of that.
Yeah.
So good to meet you two. Thank you for spending your time today.
Thank you very
much. Again, give your information on how people can help you with this project with kids.
It's through our PayPal and Venmo, bnlpotatoes@gmail.com, or they can use the Food Truck Pub app.
And if you want to wander on over for Essential Potato in Staten, go see you what days?
We'll be there Tuesday through Thursday, typically from 2 to 7 at Wolfgang's on 3rd and Washington.
Awesome. Thank you again. Thank you, my friends, for listening today. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Have a wonderful day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.